Hello everyone and welcome to some more Neo Wrestling! It's me here, Mark Sylvester, and welcome today guys to another edition of WrestleMania Watch Alongs. Now what the WrestleMania Watch Alongs is, it's where I do a watch along of, for me, in my opinion, is the best or most important match from that particular year's WrestleMania. And so then, guys, for today, we're going to be looking at WrestleMania 2.
WrestleMania 2, but the world has come to. And now, Vince McMahon.
Now, WrestleMania 2 was held on the April the 7th, 1986. And the most interesting thing about this WrestleMania, actually, it's the only Mania to be held on a Monday. And so I'm going to be looking at the number ones of that particular time. So you had the number one film in the UK was Bambi, and in the US it was Police Academy 3, Back in Action. The number one song in the UK was Living Doll by Cliff Richard and the Young Ones. An absolute classic song, a great crossover between two great people like Cliff Richard and the Young Ones, because in the Young Ones comedy show, there's been a lot of like hints and sort of like references to Cliff Richard, and the fact that Rick, one of the main characters played by Rick Mayall, was such a big fan of his, I thought was really, really cool. And the US number one song was Rock Me Adominus by Rallo. But the annoying thing is, I couldn't find any information about the number one game in the UK or the US, but I'm kind of thinking maybe it's one of those things that they were going to include it more in the future, and hopefully by the mid-90s, early 2000s, etc., I'll be able to find you guys some more information about the number one game of that particular time. And so then, guys, for today's WrestleMania watch-along, I'm going to be doing a watch-along of Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy for the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania 2.
His extraordinary size. The amazing thing about him is his agility.
Bobby the Brain Heenan sparing no expense in putting in his stable some of the finest wrestlers in the world today.
Just let Hogan get into the ring. Let him put the title on the line. We're ready for a shot in right now.
Anywhere, anytime, Hogan.
He'd rather stand out front of a supermarket and sign autographs for kids. He'd rather go visit an old age home than get in the ring with anybody in my family. But he knows what would happen. The gold would belong to me.
Hulk Hogan in his title defense against the Magnificent Morocco. Off the rope, here it comes. Bell with the leg. Oh, wait a minute. Coming in now, look at this. Look at that. The Hulkster has Bobby the Brain up in the air. From behind, there's Bundy. Where did he come from? Right at the Hulkster. Another avalanche. Oh, the big splash. I've never seen a Hulkster this state before. He looks unconscious. I bet his ribs are crushed. I mean, there's no telling what's wrong with him. You know he has to have internal injuries as a result of that kind of damage.
This cage is a specially reinforced cage because an ordinary cage would never have stopped somebody like King Kong Bundy.
Well, you know something, Mean Gene, just because I get sick, brother, I don't get called and tired for the job, man. I have a commitment to all those Hulkamaniacs out there to defend this world title.
I'm 6'6", 468 pounds, and I'm the man that should be the world champion. And April 7th in Los Angeles, Hulk Hogan, what you got on that Saturday night main event in Phoenix is nothing compared to what's going to happen in that steel cage.
And when I felt that pain, man, all it did was drive me on, made me train harder.
In 1986, I said I was going to manage the champion of the world, and you're looking at him right here.
You say you're a giant, and that's what it's going to take to stay with me, brother. You better be a giant, and you better be ready, because I'm coming after you, brother.
Now then, guys, whatever way you can find WrestleMania 2 being maybe on a DVD, a Blu-ray, a VHS, the network, the Peacock, Daily Motion, YouTube, However you can find it, guys, you need to go to 2 hours and 41 minutes and 9 seconds. And at the count of 3, we will begin. So, 1, 2, 3! Ding, ding, ding! And you can hear the ring announcers talking about who's going to be coming out to basically become the special guest ring announcer himself, because the interesting thing about this WrestleMania is, even though, yes, like I mentioned before, it was the only one to be held on a Monday, it is also the only WrestleMania to be held from 3 different venues. And this venue was held in LA, because you also had it in Chicago and New York. So it's quite interesting to kind of see the way they did things. You can see this one is very much like the whole classic thing of WrestleMania. You've got the actual, aprons actually got something. You've got here Tommy Larasta, who's going to be the special guest ring announcer for the match. You have on the microphones, even though they're not fully wire-free, you can see they're a lot more smaller and that sort of thing. You have the WWF logo on the turnbuckles themselves as well, too, and I thought it's really cool because it adds more of that sort of, like, actually thinking of remembering what you remember. Because as much as I've watched WrestleMania 1, WrestleMania 2 quite a lot, I don't have those vivid memories of it like I would do of WrestleMania 3 or 5 or Survivor Series 88. And here you got Ricky Schroeder, who's the guest timekeeper. And it's like building up all the different people that are going to be involved with the match and stuff, and like they did for WrestleMania 1 and they do for 3 and 4 etc and stuff as well. But it's one of those things that I don't really remember this show as much, but when it comes to WrestleMania like 3 and 5, like I mentioned earlier, and Survivor Series 88, because I had it back on the Silver Vision VHSs, I used to watch them quite religiously, so I remember a lot more about the matches there and the moments that happen and that kind of thing as well. So it'll be quite interesting to see when I go on to those particular WrestleManias, remembering it all. I also remember quite a lot of 7 we had on VHS, 8, I remember 11 we had, and because it was done by Sky Sports, oh, here you got Robert Conrad, and he's going to be the guest referee, so he'll be the man outside the ring. And it's really, really cool because it's interesting, because I remember from WrestleMania 11, because it was on Sky Sports, and I think it was one after the actual live event happened, there was a lot of like adverts, etc. And I remember a lot of the adverts for like things back in the 90s, back in like 95, and it was just so cool sometimes to kind of like go back and watch it when I used to have a VHS and remember, be like, oh my god, I remember the Coca Pops advert, I remember that, I remember that, I remember that. And it's just interesting to kind of remember back when we had all these events on VHS, what they were like as well. And then when I was back, when I was younger as well, my brother used to go to Sunday school and our rabbi would give us a load of wrestling events as well. So that's how we were able to watch a lot of the 97 events, where for years I never saw WrestleMania 13 because we didn't know anyone who had Sky Sports at the time, because my dad lost it. And anything that we could watch at the time was TNT and Payday Games, etc. as well. So that's how we knew about it. But then going back and watching WrestleMania 13 and Bad Blood, etc., we then watch all the events again. But oh my god, I remember all this stuff as well too. It's just so, so cool. And here comes out King Kong Bundy with his manager Bobby the Brain Heenan, which is quite interesting considering the year before King Kong Bundy was with Jimmy Hart. So it's quite interesting that sometimes the managers sell off and buy other talent as well. I find that to be really, really cool. And you could hear as well King Kong Bundy coming out to just pure boos and everyone hating him, because obviously he hurt and attacked their hero Hulk Hogan, or our hero Hulk Hogan at the time. Because at this time in 1986, Hulk Hogan's Hulkamania was just still at its peak, still at its like echelon of being like the biggest thing in the world, and everything else as well. It's just, you know, it's amazing just how popular wrestling and wrestlers can become, some as well, like Steve Austin and The Rock, for example, as well too, and the NWO. And here you got Hulk Hogan coming out as well to Real American, because I'm sure at this time, this is when he actually had the song as well to Real American. And you got him as well coming out with the security. And you got him here shaking the cage. And you got him here now climbing the cage. And you got a really cool shot here as well. That close-up of Hogan ripping the shirt off. When I was a kid, I used to think it was actually like plastic, or yeah, one of those things you can easily rip. I didn't realise it was actually proper cotton, and just shows how strong the man is that he's able to just completely rip a shirt like that. And you can see here as well the bandaged up ribs, because in the promo package and the pre-match thing stuff, it basically has it where King Kong Bundy splashed Hogan and completely like destroyed his ribs. And you can see there Hulk Hogan passing the title belt to L or Dave Hebner. And you got both men clubbing at each other as well. Oh, another lovely lower hand. Oh, and a chop as well. Because the cool thing about these events as well too is the fact that during this time, Hogan would wrestle against a lot of like the big wrestlers like King Kong Bundy and Kamala and Big John Studd. And then the next year, Andre the Giant and stuff. And it's just interesting to kind of see at the time who is wrestling against and stuff as well too. And here as well, you can have it where that he's got an amazing shot where when they're going towards the cage, you can see Bobby Heenan trying to open the cage door, and you have that amazing like wide shot of showing that happen as well. And I think some of the cinematography of this event and WrestleMania in general is just so, so good, especially at this time. They don't go OTT and everything else as well like they do nowadays. Oh, and a lovely elbow there by Hogan. Oh, Bundy blocked it. Oh, Hogan blocked it as well. Oh, and Bundy going after the ribs. And you can hear there as well the crowd starting to boo. I love as well the announcers putting over that big kick to Hogan's ribs there as well. You can see here as well Hogan with a great sell. That's the thing about Hogan. Hogan was such a great seller that he can make any punishment look the worst. I know people would say here in a sense Cena having the moves of Doom and the Hulk and a Hulk and up, but you know, it works. Well, if you haven't got the great seller like Hogan is there, like the way he's able to sell his back, then it doesn't work so well. And then it becomes a bit kind of like, oh, okay. He's just hulking up again. And you can hear there Elvira saying they're glad he's in the cage. He's an animal as well. It's just then you can see there the amazing wide shot there of the cage, and you can see Hogan coming over and stuff and then changing to more of the close-ups and everything else. It's amazing, some of these shots. Oh, oh, right into the blue cage. And the interesting thing about the steel cage is in the WWF is the fact that they're... you can see there Bobby Heenan trying to help his man get out, but then the referee's been like, no, leave him alone, nope, stop cheating and stuff. And you could hear Bobby Heenan go, come on, come on! And it's quite interesting, actually, because in a lot of other like territories and promotions, etc., they would have it where it was actually you could win by pinfall or submission. Where in the World Wrestling Federation, it was more to do with actually like having to escape the cage either through the door or over the cage itself and onto the floor. And I thought it was quite interesting the kind of the way that they changed it, because then it made it seem a bit different. But it kind of takes away in a sense of the whole figure being like, okay, but you're trying to escape, where normally with most steel cages you want to destroy your opponent to get the one, the two, and the three. So it's kind of interesting to see how they incorporate the whole destroying their opponent, but at the same time using it to kind of like, in a sense, escape the cage as well. Too, you can see here as well, King Kong Bundy trying to get out, and Hogan getting up, getting back in the ring there. Oh, look at him, he's got a hold of King Kong Bundy. Oh. And you can see here Hogan with his big hands over King Kong Bundy's face. Look at that, the way he's just moving. It's like, bloody hell, look at him. Oh. So big moves there by Hogan. Look at those big moves. Oh, a lovely elbow there. And a nice chop. And you can see here the amazing shot here as well, because you've got to think they're having to try to film a steel cage to then show the people the event that's happening and stuff as well. I love this shot as well, where you can actually see it through the cage itself. Because you've got to think they've got to think of the best ways to actually, oh, right into the cage. And you can see Hogan there, like, going crazy. You can see King Kong Bundy getting sort of, like, tended and helped by Bobby the Brain Heenan to get back up and stuff. Oh, look at that. Look at the blood on Bundy's head. You can see Hogan going after the blood. Yeah, and you can hear there about Elvira talking about the mat on the ground with Bundy's blood and stuff. And you can see there Hogan. I love as well that, like, Hogan uses kind of some heelish moves as well. There he goes, right back in the cage again. And it shows as well just how great wrestling is, that even though he's the heel and he was destroying Hogan, you can still hear Elvira going, stop it, because obviously it's just the brutality of what's happened between these two men and stuff as well. You can see there Hogan using the top rope to choke out King Kong Bundy. Oh, another big right hand to Bundy's head. Oh, couldn't pick him up. It certainly is, Elvira. It certainly is a lot of man. Because you've got to think, King Kong Bundy's 450 pounds. I love that. Selling that off. So then when Hogan does finally do it, or if he does do it, depending on what happens in the match, that puts over the big slam even more. Especially when he did it against Andre at WrestleMania 3. Here comes Hogan back again, using his tape around the neck of King Kong Bundy. I love that. It's like an engagement. It's good for the goose, good for the tat. I love that saying. I love the way that Jesse Ventura was like, yep, of course an Englishman will think of something like that. It just works so well. It's hilarious. Oh, and a big splash, a big avalanche splash. Oh, and he just hit it. Just hit the big avalanche splash. Oh, you can see there, probably Heenan trying to get King Kong Bundy. And you get there, Hogan trying to get up. And you could hear as well, like Jesse Ventura mentioned, how the fact that Hogan had to dive towards King Kong Bundy, showing the fact that Hogan wants to become the champion still, wants to keep his title, wants to keep being a fighting champion. It's so, so cool. Look at those big clubs. Oh, you can hear, here he goes. Hogan's trying to get angry now. Another avalanche. And Hogan, look at him. He's like, nope. Nothing will hurt me. You can see here him becoming impervious to the pain. Hogan with a big reversal. And a slam! Fucking hell, that was insane. And the big leg. Now Hogan pointing, he's going to head outside the cage and leave the cage to win. Oh, you can see Heenan trying to stop Hogan. Oh, and King Kong Bundy's back again as well. Oh, and that was a big bump there by Bundy. And you can see there Hogan trying to get over the cage, but Bobby Heenan so trying to stop him. And here he goes. And Hogan wins. Hogan wins. And you can see here Hogan going after Bobby the Brain Heenan. And you can see what's Hogan going to do here. Oh, here we go, and Hogan's going after Bobby. There we go. Oh, no, Heenan right into the steel cage. And a lovely atomic drop. And Heenan goes outside the cage. Bobby Heenan's so good, man. I love Bobby Heenan. Such a good ring. Manager/announcer. And you could hear the ring announcer saying, winner of the match, Hulk Hogan. You can hear there as well, Jesse Ventura saying he wants to wrestle Hogan himself as well. And you can see King Kong Bundy being like, nah, could beat you one day, Hogan. I love the facts as well, you got the announcers put over the match being like a power struggle between two behemoths and stuff. You can see Hogan there. Showboating and grandstanding as he always does. And I think as well with the ring apron, it's only on one of them, the WrestleMania 2 logo and stuff. And I think it's only on the hard cam. And I think it's the following year, or by at least WrestleMania 6, is where they have it on all of the different parts of the actual ring canvas and apron itself too. Well, you can see the American Made, because obviously Hogan used to wear a t-shirt that said American Made, and that's where his theme tune came into as well. He's American Made, but I still think, in my opinion, Real American is my personified Hogan theme and Voodoo Child, but Real American will always be, for me, Hogan's number one song. It's an amazing song. You can see there as well, Hogan in the ring with the guest referee lifting his arm up with the title belt with him and stuff as well. I really like this title belt as well. I know it's nowhere near as iconic as the Winged Eagle, but it's still a pretty cool belt in my opinion still as well. You can hear the music playing. You can see him shaking the ring, special guest ring announcer's hand as well too. I thought it's really cool. Putting over Hogan, taking some pictures. Yeah, a good match. And so then, guys, overall, out of 5, I'll probably have to give that match 3.5 stars out of 5. I mean, for a cage match, it was pretty good. I mean, as well, like, it showed Hogan's great face tendencies, where you kind of saw there was a few heel tendencies here and there, but it works really well because it's kind of shown Hogan in a sense that he will do whatever it takes to become the champion still, and even if he has to cheat against a big monster that is King Kong Bundy, he will, because it's kind of like tit for tat, like, you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. King Kong Bundy is a really good and great heel. The fact that they were selling it with Hogan wearing the tape around his ribs after the big avalanche splash that he received from King Kong Bundy was great. And also as well, guys, it was one of those things too that it's just great to see Bobby the Brain Heenan involved. He, for me, is my all-time favourite manager and all-time favourite announcer. So it was really cool seeing him there. And I think as well, the use of blood works really, really well because it adds more to the match. And I like the fact as well, when Hogan was trying to go for a power slam, Bundy stopped it. But then when he hulked up, where Hulk Hogan hit his amazing power slam and then the leg drop, and it was just so, so cool to see Hulk Hogan win and then do his hot dogging and grandstanding to end the event. That is WrestleMania 2. And that, my friends, was my watch along of WrestleMania 2, Hulk Hogan versus King Kong Bundy for the World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship. Let me know, guys, in the comments below what your thoughts are about this match and how you think it compares to the other big matches from WrestleManias. And how you think it even compares to the whole event in itself. I mean, do you prefer the boxing match or the battle royale or the tag team title match? Love to hear you guys think. And also as well, guys, please don't forget to like, follow and subscribe to Know Your Wrestling. This has been Know Your Wrestling, guys. I have been your amazing host, as always, Mark Sylvester. And don't forget, guys, to take care and always remember, it's WrestleMania!
When it comes crashing down in the house of Zion.